My name is Menno Wijs, and I'm a program manager at the European Cultural Foundation. And we are an independent foundation based in Amsterdam, founded in the early 50s. And our founders, among others Denise de Rougemont and Robert Schuman, thought that European cooperation should be about much more than just coal and steel, about more than only economy. And they believed passionately that culture is a vital ingredient for Europe's post-war rebuilding. And ever since we were founded shortly after the Second World War, we promote European sentiment through developing and supporting cultural initiatives that let us share, experience, and imagine Europe. We initiate and support projects that contribute to Europe as a cultural space in which citizens can live, can express themselves, can work and dream freely in diversity, in harmony, and in solidarity. And we believe this mission is as urgent now as it was back then. We are in another war in Europe at the moment, and after Putin's invasion to Ukraine, we found ourselves in a terrifying journey that is more than a wake-up call. We are experiencing a war, but we are also experiencing an information war, and that's war, the propaganda, the fake news is showing us once more how important it is to have this space where reliable and trustworthy information is shared on a European level, and not just through national lenses, and certainly also not pushed by algorithms that have profit-making as their only incentive. And furthermore, it's also important that this space is equally accessible for everyone, no matter of background or it could be an inclusive space. Open, inclusive, and European. Those are the three keywords I would like to use. Those are the public values. We need a space where everyone has access to, that is inclusive to groups that are usually marginalized, and that's European and goes beyond national filter bubbles. And the initiative for a European public space is developed with partners, and it's supposed to be a place where everyone working on this topic can come together and develop their own initiatives and have a joint strategy for advocacy in Brussels, but also in the member states. What did we do so far? We launched the Culture of Solidarity Fund, which was in the first round in response to the corona pandemic, which also was kind of an ignition for fake news and information war. We funded cross-border media collaborations, platforms that are European already, like Eurozine and Vox Europe, but also platforms active on a local level that were interested to collaborate on a European level, such as the East Left media outlet. But we funded also the development of digital tools. So the grant to the European Cultural Backbone is an example of these type of tools. But we had also tools or building blocks that work on identification of fake news, for example. And we supported storytelling for increased public attention, which included advocacy campaigns, but also public campaigns to raise awareness on this issue. Another thing we do is an EU-funded project, also by DG Connect, Reframing Migrants in the European Media. And the aim of that project, which started early this year, is to develop mechanisms that make European media more inclusive to the perspectives of migrants. And we do that by doing research on how migrants are portrayed in media and what are the root causes of that way of representation in which the migrant is often portrayed either as a helpless victim or as some kind of invader or aggressor, but there's no representation of the full aspects of the migrant as a human being that's often missing. So that's the research part. Then there's a mapping of good practices like community media organizations, migrant-led media organizations that work in a different way and that mainstream media could maybe learn from. There's an element of community building, so matchmaking between those people who work for those practices, but also journalists who work in mainstream media, and we create tandems in which a person that works for a migrant-led media organization cooperates with someone, a journalist in mainstream media, and they work together and produce media. And the final element is a kind of recommendation component. We try to influence media organizations, but in the end also with the pilot as a whole, the European institutions, to provide also a framework makes a better representation of migrants in the media possible. And we now think, especially in the context of the war in Europe, that it's now the time has come to really make a big statement and a big investment for European public space. And that's why we think there's a need to establish an organization that's completely dedicated to this topic. I call it now DoTank. I don't know exactly what it is, but it should be focused on advocacy, but also on testing, on research, which can hopefully give a push to make real change happen at the European level. And what should such an organization do? It should advocate for the right to digital public spaces that are truly based on public values and not driven by profit-driven algorithms. It should advocate for the right to multiple perspectives and an inclusive media, and for the plight to do major investments on a European level for European media based on public values. And because we think the most effective way to make change happen in Brussels is to lead by example, and here is maybe the most concrete connection with the previous talks. We think there's a need to do a pilot, which we hope to get European funding for a digital European media platform according to all these values and features that I just described, and in which civil society media can hopefully collaborate with other types of media to go beyond national filter bubbles, to go beyond the profit-driven algorithms, and to create a truly inclusive and European space. And if you're interested to have further conversations about that with me, you can contact me, but I'm here, so you don't need my email address now, you can just talk to me. And that's it. So there's quite a lot of time for questions if needed, and otherwise we have an earlier lunch.
Thank you so much, Menno. Are there questions in the room?
Thank you for the interesting presentation. I know where I should apply for my next job. but my general question would be, what do you understand with media? So media could be digital platform, it could be legacy media, it could be media education. Where is your field?
Yeah, well, we hope to bring all those different profiles together. We have worked a lot with community media in the past 10 years. Community media that's work on a very local level in a neighborhood, connecting them with similar media in another neighborhood in another country, and trying to, in a most bottom-up way possible, to create a kind of a European perspective. But we have also funded projects that are slightly more in the mainstream side. We have funded projects that are already European, such as Eurozyme. And for example, on Wednesday I'm going to Madrid to a similar conference as this, organized by El Diario and The Guardian, but it's much more, the people who come are much more representatives of mainstream media that have also the idea that something should happen. And I would like really to connect those two worlds wherever possible. Is that an answer to your question? Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, thank you for this quite exciting presentation and outlook on things to come. And I'm particularly interested in the pilot for a digital European media platform that you've been talking about. Mm-hmm. So there's in this conference, there are different approaches to exactly that. So this morning we heard from Matthias. Yesterday we talked about what is happening inside STEP. So on the one hand, plans for designing, conceiving of a technology stack that would support distributed media platforms across Europe, plus also an open tech fund that we're working on and advocating for in Europe. So my question would be, what's the state of development of your pilot, and how does that connect with all these different initiatives that are out there already? Thank you.
One of the reasons I'm here is also to talk with you about this. We have considered to apply last year in October, but the deadline was too short. But we had already set up some kind of consortium, which included the kind of the legacy media, the newspapers, but also the community media, some tech organizations, and also some cultural mediation organizations and organizations that care very much about inclusion. And this kind of idea still exists to take that on. I think what we need to do now is translate that into concrete steps to see how we can work with our community of projects we support, but also possibly make connections with some of the major players. And so I don't know from Nicolas Frank, what was now the answer to the question, are you interested to work together on this, like public service media with community media, which word do we use? Civil society media? She said yes, but maybe not yet, or something like that. So we can see maybe if there's a connection possible. If not, we start without a connection and hope to connect later. We know from DG Connect that they plan to publish a similar call as last year around June, and with the deadline in October. So if before summer holiday, we can kind of create a basic plan with everyone who's interested and then translate that into an application in autumn, then I think that gives more or less an idea of where we are. It's quite an early stage, but there's a lot of ideas that just need to be connected somehow. And then, we need to take a decision which elements are part of it and which ones not, because you cannot do everything at the same time, probably.
Thank you very much, Birgitte, again. It's really exciting, and I think it's so important. And for me, it's relatively new to be introduced to these European concrete coordination frameworks in this way. One of the things that I was thinking when you were talking is that while strengthening European coordination and building that on the contributions by everyone. In Denmark, where I come from, there has been a lot of hesitation around globalization and what's going to happen to Denmark and so on. And we've been discussing that maybe it isn't so much the nation, but the communities where you belong. And this is where community media that we represent are based. So in order to have a strong European platform of all these actors and players, you need to have strong individual entities. So I was wondering whether in your work to coordinate, to give space for, to provide platforms for these different national community and other initiatives, is that something you consider, that in the creation of a digital European media platform, in order to have a strong one, you also need strong entities feeding it. Is that part of your strategy, or everyone does need to think of everything? That's part of some of the things we think about, but I was just wondering whether that's part of your reflection and strategy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, actually, we are, apart from an organization who initiates projects ourselves, we are mainly also a funder. So in that sense, it is our core business to think about funding and to think about how funding can be the most effective to achieve our mission. And in the work we have been doing, the emphasis was always, we have been doing, well, at least since I work for European Cultural Foundation, which is 11 years, the emphasis was always on both support the collaboration, but based on what's already there and strengthening that. And I think that should be, because, I mean, we're just to give you an idea, the ECF has a total budget of 6 million per year, which is for the whole of Europe, not so much. If you look at, and we do not just support media, we have also a cultural organization. So we do a lot for relatively small budget. So we can be most effective if we convince someone with a bigger budget to work along the lines and along the mission that we think is important. Well, the most obvious entity with more budget is, of course, the EU. So I think what we can do is do a pilot, which is based indeed on collaboration, but strengthening the ones that need strengthening. So maybe not the public media, if they want to join, because they have already funding from on the national level, but the community media can be supported as such by the projects already, but then create space within their budgets for this extra level, this perspective you add to your work. And that's why it's called a pilot. You can only, with this kind of funding, you can only do that on a relatively small level, but if it works, you can show and tell the European Commission, like, maybe you should invest a billion in this rather than a few million. So that's what we hope to achieve in the next years.
Further questions in the room?
Okay, if not, then thank you, Menno, so much for this very interesting perspectives and ideas. I think we all agree that sounds very great. And yeah, now we continue with a lunch. Oh, yeah, sorry, please.